certainly my line of anarchism is in combination with a big ass revolt, right? And maybe that will be what does it, but in the same respects, a revolt alone doesn't do shit if the individuals within that territory that are revolting want the same thing. It's just gonna prop about another state in a lot of cases, not always, but in a lot of cases, that state is more rigorous than the other.
Thank you for your contribution to this movement. Thank you for your efforts and your work.
I'm very confident that we can take it back. And the way we're going to do it is through organizations like Young Americans for Liberty and Operation Open Door, not caring about the party, not caring about the letter next to their name, caring about the principles that they stand for.
But I think where we're going to reach people is culture, and pop culture is a great way to do it. So it's great to hear that podcasts like yours are actually trying to tie that in.
Hey, and good luck with the podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing it grow, man.
Michael, I love the work you do. I like you. You are part of a social circle that I want. Like, I want there to be more Michael Andersons out there. I want there to be more guys like you. I love what you guys do, and I hope there's more people out there like us. Follow Michael Anderson on Twitter. He is a very cool guy. Michael for Freedom. Michael, the number four, Freedom. He's out there getting people my age and younger involved in conservative and liberty-minded politics, and I think that's so awesome. I'm a fan of Michael Anderson, and you people should be too.
Welcome back to Liberty Talks Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit different today, where I'm going to be a solo act on the show, and I'm going to be doing something I've been wanting to do for quite a while, actually, and that is bring a clip from a live stream that I asked Eric July a question on. What that question was how do we obtain an ANCAP or more voluntary society? Now, Eric July is someone who I find very fascinating. He's the front man of the band called Backwards. He raps, he sings, he's the co-founder of Being Libertarian, an amazing liberty-minded website. And he gave me an awesome answer that you guys got a sneak peek to in the beginning of the show. What I really like about Eric July is that he is an anarcho-capitalist. He is a hardcore ANCAP libertarian, which is something different, a little bit different than what I am. I do identify myself as a minarchist, classical liberal, someone who does support the Constitution and limited government. I'm not so sure anarchy is the best way to, you know, run a society or how to achieve it, and that is the reason why I asked Eric his take on how do we achieve a voluntary or ANCAP society.
This is Michael Anderson. Big shout out to you. What's the best way to go about obtaining a ANCAP or more voluntary society? I would think, obviously, through education.
Eric starts his answer off with education, which is a little bit different from what most ANCAPs or even libertarians would say. They say something like, you know, getting into the political process, you know, a hardcore revolt. Maybe some libertarians may even say they need to resort to violence, which is kind of weird because, you know, the non-aggression principle, we believe in, you know, the rights of the individuals, and a lot of people are actually non-violent or pacifist libertarians. But let's take a look at what he has to say.
Mainly because the big monster that you're fighting is, and this is why I always say that it's an evolution, not a revolution.
We don't really need a revolution, nah. What we need is an evolution. Sort of a reach, yeah, it might be, but to win this war, we gotta tap into the psyche. I'm saying you gotta look at it like this. This ain't a battle of might, bro, this a battle of wits. This ain't a battle of fight, this ain't a battle of bitch. That's why I jump on the mic like education is bliss.
Like, just because you revolt, well, I think people think, assume, like, certainly my line of anarchism is in combination with a big-ass revolt, right? And maybe that will be what does it, but in the same respects, a revolt alone doesn't do shit if the individuals within that territory that are revolting want the same thing. It's just going to prop about another state in a lot of cases, not always, But in a lot of cases, that state is more rigorous than the other.
Now, as you can see, Eric July admits that without proper education, if we go and have a hardcore revolt, that these people that overthrow the government, possibly, they could more than likely instate a government that is actually worse towards the ideas of liberty and self-ownership than we already have. We already have what I think is a really good foundation for liberty, and that's the Constitution. You know, the Constitution acknowledges our individual rights, and hence why I'm a constitutional conservative. But let's continue to listen and see what he has to say.
So my thing is always with education and also finding alternatives to what it is and coming about, you know, with alternatives to what it is that the state does. This is why I'm always emphasizing culture, Michael. I don't know if you're familiar with like some of my talks that I've done, like publicly, not like my videos, but like some of my public engagements. I'm always talking about culture and the importance of utilizing it to educate other individuals. This is why the left wins in that regards, because they've long figured it out. This is why they got control of your education and your entertainment, because they figured that how valuable it is to have those and be able to use those as a means to get out their bullshit, right?
So Eric is talking about putting an emphasis on culture, education, and media. That's what he does. He has a band. He has a multimedia website. He is trying to educate the public and teach them about the ideas of liberty. And he thinks that is the best way to achieve ANCAP or voluntary society. Because if people don't know what it is, then they cannot achieve it. Not only that, but he also talks about how the left is winning. And this is something that a lot of us conservatives and libertarians can see. The left has captured academia. The left has captured media. They've captured everything. Hollywood is very leftist. You cannot make it in Hollywood unless you are a liberal, you have liberal beliefs. Conservatism and libertarianism is not very popular in Hollywood or in our media. And this is why you see basketball players, actors, all pushing this leftist agenda. And this is what Eric is saying we need to take back. That's why if you know Eric, you know he's into music. You know he's also into comic books and commentary. He talks about how, you know, the MCU is, you know, trying to change characters, their skin color, their sexuality. The MCU is pushing a leftist agenda. And this is where Eric is saying, hey, look, we need to take this culture back. We need to take education back. We need to take the media back and inspire a culture for liberty.
So it's important, certainly from a libertarian, a more voluntary society, is to utilize culture. Use education, but not just academic, right, education. We have that at our disposal. We have the Rothbards, the Hoppers of the world. But this is why I go out of my way to emphasize what I do with, like, music, even with the comics and stuff like that, and my take on that, and utilizing that to get what I believe is the righteous message out there, right? Because that is a means in which I connect with individuals already. And this is a great question, Michael, because it's the question that libertarians seem not to be able to figure out. They think it's going to be one within in politics, but politics, it's a lagging indicator of culture. So with me, this is why I'm always telling libertarians that have some sort of niche that they're part of to utilize that in order to work towards a freer and more voluntary society. Because that is where, like, for example, what I do with music or comics, that's something that I connect with another individual. It has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with politics at all. But we connect because we have a common ground, and that's a subculture that we both belong to. So I think, and there are some libertarians that are starting to get it, I think that there has to be a less less emphasis placed on the political shit in the ballot box. Because, I mean, that's going to do you no good. Have you not been able to change the hearts and minds of individuals? So, where's that?
Guys, I really hope you enjoyed his commentary as much as I did. It was really enlightening to me as a libertarian, and I hope you guys can understand now, whether you're an anarchist, a conservative, a libertarian, a classical liberal, that us as libertarians, we have to take back the culture. This is a culture war, and we have to influence media. So find your niche, whether it's, you know, singing, playing guitar, you know, videography, photography. There are ways we can influence the culture, and that's the way we can do it. That's the reason why we make music and pop culture such a big thing in Liberty Talks podcast. We want to make things fun and not just so analytical and so policy-driven. That's why I went to school for history. I went to school for philosophy. I'm not your average political science major. I want to understand the culture. I want to understand how we got here in this world, in this country, and how we can take it back. You heard in the intro, Mackenzie from Mac and Liberty talking about how culture is such an important thing. We had a great interview where we talked about classic rock, classic cars, and cosplay. We did talk about libertarianism, but there's so much more to the liberty movement than just being correct and proving a point, shouting taxation is theft, and trying to prove someone that you're right and they're wrong. If we can connect with people on an individual level, then that is how we're going to win this evolution in thought. Because if there's going to be a revolution, if there's going to be a change in this country, there has to be an evolution of thought. And Eric July gets that. And he's been preaching that in his music, on his website, in his commentary. He's affecting culture. And that's what we as libertarians have to do. If you like this video and this podcast, I sure hope you'll give us a 5-star rating. You'll subscribe, you'll share it with all your friends, and go check out Eric July. He's YoungRipper59 on YouTube. He has an amazing channel, an amazing music. Go check out his band Backwards. They dropped an album not too long ago, and they're going to be coming out with new music very soon. I'm a huge fan of Eric July, and Eric, if you see this, you know, thank you for all the stuff you do in the Liberty Movement. Until next time, guys. Rise up, rise in, I got the answers. But too much collectivism is cancer. Kidnapping you with a ransom. Saying they gon' save you like you're a damsel. Well, you're not in distress, you're just stressed. But you're partially causing it. Yes, individuality. The only way to succeed is suicide. Bro, you and I both know they broker than a joke, though. You might as well run it back. They drop the ball like running backs. We got robbed, that's a funny fact. That you not getting your money back. But I'm okay with that if that means that my kids ain't sold through slavery. The state is not saving me, and I don't reprimand it. See, I know the ins and outs, so please keep that stuff away from me. I'm not talking about reform. I'm saying stop selling that sense of being born. Free society.
action need to be put in secession efforts. Because once people see that as a working example,